electrical arc happen. So electrical current usually go through the upper. So the current flow into the upper, and then so this is coming back from the arc. So there will be the three-phase system. Three-phase system will be the this is from the three-phase system A and B, C phase. So this is the eddy wire. Eddy wire connected. Here you utilize the 16 ampere fuse. And then here we have the neutral wire. So this is the neutral wire. Then connected to the arc. The neutral wire is also connected to the neutral link. Then you connect it to the low. And then this one connected to the ground. So there will be the supply system. Electrical wire coming into the eddy wire. And then connected to the 16 ampere fuse. And the low. And go to the neutral link. And connected to the ground. So there will be the typical electrical circuit diagram. So in this case, how will happen? How will happen is a current will flow. How the current will flow? The current from the eddy wire coming here, go to the low, passing through the low, and passing through the arch. So this is the arcing conductor. Then from the arch, here, flow out and go to the supply arch. So this is for the return part. The damper. Okay, this one will be the neutral link resistance, also the four resistance. In this case, during the time of the R4, there will be the four resistance is a 2 ohm. So there will be four resistance is a 2 ohm. So this is four resistance. Up for the system of low is 2 ohm, and also the resistance of the adding conductor also 2 ohm. Resistance of adding conductor. So this is the RA, the 2 ohm. RE is also 2 ohm. And there will be the return path flowing, so resistance or return path loop. Resistance of return path loop. It's going to dwell. So there will be the given. Also, the resistance of the line is a 0.20. Resistance of line. So this is a line is this is for the arc. Line is 2 ohm. So those are all the resistance are given. So in this case, the normal voltage is the supply here is a 204 volt. The supply voltage 204 volt at the wire. At the wire for the resistance on the line is a 0.20 ohm and passing through the 16 ampere fuse and going through the low. In this case, four resistance of the low is a 2 ohm, and also passing through the arcing conductor. The resistance of arcing conductor is 2 ohm, and the return path, resistance of the return path, the arcing is a 12 ohm. So in this case, you can also find out the upper current. So we can have to find the total resistance R total is equal to, you can see the line resistance R line plus passing through the low resistance R low. Plus passing through the adding conductor RE plus return path rule. So this is for the REL. Return path loop. So that will be all four resistance will be added. So that will be substitute. So that will be the resistance of the line conductor will be the 0.2. Low resistance is a 2 ohm. I think what I was saying, 2 plus the number 2 is a 12. So 0.2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 12. So then we did a 16.20. So then we did it. Understand, I R this can be calculated. So the body divided by R total. The body is at 204. R today is 16.2. So by solving divided by 204 divided by 16.2, you got the 14.5 MPR. So this is the way we can calculate the upfall, the current. So therefore, during the upfall current, it's a total load resistance, R is 16.2, upfall current we throw is at 14.5 MPR. So this is the why we need to know about the upfall load resistance. Upfall load resistance to calculate the upfall current. So it needs to know. Upfall load impedance. To calculate a upfall current. So we need to know the upfall resistance to calculate the upfall current. This is why we have to find out the upfall current in the distribution system. So this one is a typical reconnection diagram of the AD system. So there will be a C conjugate holding here. So in this case, there will be where you write the 2 by 5 millimeter square adding conductor. So this adding conductor connected to socket outlet. So there will be a fitting system. In this case, you can join this and this one. You can join this and this one. You have to provide the special connection. So that will be the C conjugate, all the adding pipeline connected to the adding conductor. So the formula we calculate is R is equal to the body to arch. Divided by 5 times current radio largest Q. Current rated of largest Q. So this is RESA up resistance. So RSSA can be calculated by this formula. So this is the body to R divided by 5 times current rating on the largest tube. So then we use the RE as the up resistance. So this is the way we calculate the up resistance value. A final subcircuit supplies the low position of the range in the domestic installation. It's protected by the 32 MVR type C circuit breaker. Determine the maximum internal fault load impedance of final subcircuit based on the 230 volt when supplies are available. So where to determine the impedance, fault load impedance. So in this case, you have to utilize the two information. One way to the regarding the fault load impedance, there will be the percentage of the total impedance you have to utilize. So in this case, you have to refer the reference. So appendix B, clause 5x2y1. So that one is AS of 3000 2007, you can see on the page of 365. In the meantime, you also have to utilize the table 8.1. So table 8.1 will be the page AS 3000 2007, page 343. So two things you have to utilize. In this case, firstly we have to know about the following impedance. What the following impedance? So firstly we refer the clause of 5x2x1. 5x2x1 is a distance clause. So there is a determination of the maximum length of the impedance. So you can calculate. In this case, total impedance is equal to ZCD plus ZEF. So ZCD is the active conductor impedance, and ZEF is the protective acting conductor impedance. So across the rules Z equation, that will be the, must be 0.8 times the total impedance. So this ZS is around the 0.8 times the total impedance. So firstly, we have to find out the impedance from the table, and then multiply with 0.8, that will be the undue impedance we can calculate. So across the table, appendix B, clause 5 by 2 by 1, appendix B, clause 5 by 2 by 1. So it's about the total impedance in internet is equal to 0.8 times ZS. So this is the way. So ZS are value you have to find out in the table, and then you have to multiply with the 0.8, then you can calculate the following impedance. So firstly, you have to know about the ZS. So ZS value you have to find out from the table 8 by 1. So this table 8 by 1, you have to find out the ZS. So this will be all to evidence, and then will be that one we have to find out the internet follow evidence. So this is what the internet follow evidence. So two reasons you have to utilize. So firstly, you have to know about the total evidence there. There you have to find out, depending on the kind of the circuit breaker and the time operation, you have to find out the ZS. ZS you have to use the table 8.1 on the page 343, and then internet upper impedance, internet follow impedance. Internet follow impedance is ZINT, is going to find it as ZS. So then, firstly, you have to know about the ZS value, so that we go to the table 8.1, table 8.1 on the page of 365. So, page 365, we show about this at table 8.1. So, this is where the relationship between the ZINT and the ZS, and then we go to the table 3.1. So, there we 300, page 343. 343 we type, so that will be the table as 8.1. So this is the table 8.1. You got, this is the maximum value of the up loop impedance, ZS. That is the maximum value of the up for loop impedance. So in this case, you can see that this table, the protected the divisor rating, when the protected divisor rating is this is the current MDR. Protected divisor rating is current. And for count the circuit breaker you are using. You are using the type B, type C, and type D. There will be disconnection time is within the 0.4 seconds. And if you are using a Q-test, the disconnection time can be the two types, 0.4 seconds and the 5 seconds. So there are two types. So then, this is the protective capacitor rating, and you see on the table 8 by 1, space of 343. So if you are using a circuit breaker, you use a type B circuit breaker, disconnection time is 0.4 seconds. In this case, depending on the protective current rating, you can find out the upper impedance. This is the ZS value here. If the protective current rating is 20 MDR, you are using a type B, so that value you have to utilize. You are using the 32 MDR, type C, that value you have to utilize. This is the following impedance value. So this is for a circuit breaker type B, type C, type D, and disconnection type 0.4 seconds. So depending on the protective current divisor rating, you can select the following impedance. If you are using a fuse, you have to follow the distance column. So you see that that's the problem. So again, the circuit breaker is given. So in the problem, the circuit breaker is given is, we're using the 32 MDR type C circuit breaker. 32 MDR is this is the protective current rating, 32 MDR, and the circuit breaker type is the type C. So then, 32 MDR, you see the 32 MDR here, and type C is here. So type C and 32 MDR, what you see is, this is a 0.96. So ZA is 0.96. So therefore, from the table 8.1, from table 8.1, for 32 MDR type C,
circuit breaker, in this case, Zs is equal to 0.960. Okay, there is a 0.960. And after that, you know that Zs, then you have to follow as appendix B cross 5.2.1. That will be the internet follow impedance in the 0.8 times Zs. Therefore, the Z internet is equal to 0.8 times Zs. So 0.8 multiply 0.96. Then you call that internet follow impedance. That will be the seven ways. Simply we calculate it. That will be 0.7680. 0.7680. So this calculation is not difficult, simple, but the only thing is that you have to know the two reference sources. One is the depending on the kind of the circuit breaker and operation time, so you have to know about the follow impedance. So this follow impedance, you can refer the table 8.1 on the page 343. And another thing is the internet follow impedance is a 0.8 times Zs. In this case, you have to refer the clause. The clause appendix B clause of 5.2.1. So that will be the 0.8 times Zs. So that will be final answer you got. So this is the way how to calculate the follow impedance as well as the internet analog impedance. 4. So a final circuit supplying the load consisting of the 50 ampere socket outlet and is protected by the 25 ampere HRC fuse. So determine the maximum internet follow impedance of the final circuit based on the 230 volt where the supply is unavailable. So this is the information. So the problem solution process is similar to the previous problem. You have to refer the two sources. Table 8.1, you have to find out the Zs value and then follow the appendix B clause 5.2.1. So Zind is going to 0.8 times Zs. So this similar approach. But the only thing different is the first problem is given the circuit breaker. Circuit breaker, the type C circuit breaker is given. This problem is the HRC2 is given. In this case, you also need to know about the operation time of the HRC fuse. Operating time of HRC fuse. So HRC fuse varies a quick operation time. This operation time is around 0.4 seconds. So in this, therefore the HRC fuse operating time is 0.4 seconds, so therefore the fuse. Fuse is called the two categories. Operating time is 0.4 seconds, as well as the operating time is 5 seconds. So HRC fuse is a very high start. Rough charging capacity. HRC means high rough charging capacity. So very quick to the cut off the circuit. So as soon as the fault happens, it can cut off within the 0.4 seconds. But the other fuse are they have to wait some time. It takes about the 0.5 seconds. All the fuse are very glow up and very red and then they blow up. So the HRC fuse is the most advantage because of the before any equipment is damaged, HRC fuse quickly is cut off the circuit. So therefore the HRC fuse the operating time is 0.4 seconds. So that from this relationship, you have to select the HRC fuse 0.4 seconds. There are 0.4 seconds and 5 seconds. You don't need to select the 5 seconds because the HRC fuse you have to select the 0.4 seconds. And then you also see that there are two current ratings. One will be the 50 ampere socket outlet. There will be the 25 ampere HRC fuse. So forget about the socket outlet rating. All this are Zs based on the fuse rating. And therefore, this table, you have to select the 25 ampere. Your 25 MVR, this is a protected device rating. This table talk about the protected device rating. It does not talk about the socket outlet rating. Therefore, if you put the 50 MVR, you will be wrong. You have to put the 25 MVR. So 25 MVR, HRC fuse is at 0.4 seconds. So there will be, this is the ZA is at 1.64. So from this table 8.1, ZS we began there at 1.64. Table 8.1. So in this case, 25 MBR HRC fuse. So 0.4 second. So this is Z is equal to 1.64 ohms. There is a 1.64 ohm we calculate, and after that you just follow the rule. So ZIND is a 0.8 times ZS. So the appendix B clause 5.2.1, and there will be Zind is equal to the 0.8 times ZS. So the ZINT is a 0.8 multiplied 1.64. So that will be the ZINT value can be calculated by this way. So that will be a 1.3120. This is a 1.3120. So this is for the volume impedance calculation. So this is the point of when the electrical fault happens. The four current usually flow to the unlink. So at it, go to the switch. When the fault happens, four current usually go to the at it to switch, and then go to the unlink. Then go to the neutral link. Then flow to the neutral. So this is for the flow up or current. The flow of the up or current is usually flow from the eddy to switch, and then flow to the unlink and the neutral link, and then flow into the neutral. So this is for the way to flow the up or current. So final substance is supplied the local system of force and luminaire, produced by 10 MBR type C circuit breaker. So 10 MBR type C circuit breaker, so 10 MBR here, type C circuit breaker. So Z is 3107 and multiply is 0.8, so then we just say I think that way. So ZS is equal to, so this is the 10 MBR type C circuit breaker. So ZS is equal to 3.070. The ZINT can calculate it. So 0.8 times ZS. So 0.8 multiply 3.07. So that will be the total impedance we calculate, 2.460. This is for the start. We utilize the table 8.1 and the clock appendix B. Okay, so next one is we also need to calculate the four current in the electrical wiring system. In this case, we also need to know about the personal impedance. Personal impedance. So personal impedance is, the formula is the flow of current. Multiply, and so no impedance in the own unit divided by a phase voltage. So this is for the phase voltage. Multiply with 100. So the percentage impedance that you can calculate, percentage H is equal to flow current IFL. Impedance is a phase impedance divided by phase voltage multiplied by 100. So percentage impedance can be calculated by this equation. In the meantime, flow current also be calculated by equation flow current. It's equal to the pool of KVA multiplying 10 power 3 divided by the root 3 die line voltage. So the pool of current is IFL can calculate it. So this is the KVA multiplying 10 power 3 root 3 die EL. So this is the formula to calculate the full of impedance. Full of four current can be calculated. And then we solve the problem. Okay, this problem. So in this case, four current can be calculated. The four current equation is the personal impedance. Personal impedance is flow current multiplying impedance O divide 100 divided by 3 4 days. And percentage is a symbol you can substitute IFM multiply HPH divided by EPH multiply 100. And full of current is the full of KVA multiply 10 power 3 divided by 2 3 times 9 voltage. So IFM is a KVA multiply 10 power 3 divided by 2 3 years. And based on this equation, we saw that this problem. The problem is given that there is a 3-phase transformer. So primary is a delta, second is star. The second is star connected to the consumer main and connected to the main switch. So the, all the impedance of the consumer main is 0.00070, and this transformer impedance is 0.030. The current at the secondary side is 415 volt. 500 kVA 3-phase system, you have to find the fault current. So firstly, you have to know about the total impedance. Total impedance, that total you have to calculate. So this is for the H total is equal to the, this is the 0.02 plus 0.0007. So you got the 0.02070. And then you also need to calculate the percentage of impedance. Percentage H. IFM multiply H phase divided by E phase multiply 100. The flow current, first you have to know about the flow current. So then first we calculate the flow current first. So the IFS is equal to the KVA multiplying 10 power 3 divided by 23E. So the KVA is at 500 KVA. 500 multiplying 10 power 3 divided by 1.7321. The voltage is at 415 volt. We substitute 415. Then you call the IFM current is 395 ampere. And after you know that the flow current is 395 ampere, you substitute this formula. Percentage H is equal to the IFL multiplied by HPA divided by E phase into 100. So the IFM value is 695, you substitute. And H phase is 0.0207. Divided by E phase. E phase is a star connection. So that this is live only 415 volt. So 415 divided by 23. So into 100. And by solving this one, the percentage H value you calculate is 5.94%. Then you can calculate a short circuit current, ISA. This is equal to IFL divided by percentage H multiplied 100. So the IFL value, as you already know, is this one is 395 ampere. Percentage H is 5.94 and multiplied 100. So the short circuit current will be 1602 ampere. So this is for that, by this way you can calculate the short circuit current. So that solve this problem, I show you the how to calculate the fault current, upper current calculation. In this case, you have to add the, all the upper, all the impedance go to the upper loop, and supply voltage by all through the system, you can calculate the upper current. This is for the short circuit current calculation. Short circuit current calculation, we have to find out the percentage impedance, and also the find the flow current, and then you use the formula, ISA is equal to IFM divided by percentage H multiplied 100. So this is the way that you calculate the flow impedance, as well as the short circuit current. In the meantime, the internet flow impedance value magnitude. So this is the internet following impedance, this one, the following impedance. For resistance, other resistance given, so those things that you can also utilize by the formula. In this case, you have to apply the given A by 1. Depending on the projection devices, you can find out the ZS, and multiplying the ZS with the 0.8, you can calculate the internet following impedance. So those lessons are based on the how to calculate the following impedance for upper current and the short circuit current. This is for the metering rule. So the metering rule is talking about the New South Wales Electrical Service rule. I talk about the New South Wales Electrical Service rule. First, you go to the Google site and type the and that's the user electrical service. So you can see that all the information like this, you can pick up that you will download it. And then section 4 is talking about the service and the metering equipment. So the AS3000 also only mentioned about the rule, similar to the AS2000, similar to the law. It outlines the law, which law has to be followed. But the real priority is explained by the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule. So the service rule called the section 1 is the general, and the section 2 will use the underground service, overhead service, and section 4 talking about the rear meters and connection. So at your home, you want to install the kilowatt hour meter, 1 meter. In this case, you have to follow the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule standard. Sometimes current is higher. In this case, you have to reduce the current by current transformer. So this is a typical wiring connection. This is circuit connection. This is a main switch. This is for the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule section 4 and page with 15. Section 4, page 15. So page 15, you can see that will be the example wiring diagram for the bottom connected metering. Wiring diagram for bottom connected metering. So this is the bottom connected metering. Okay, I compare with that one. This is for the my student, the advanced student, they treated this one. So this metering, we did it. P3 and P2 are, this is for the kilowatt hour meter. So this is a kWh meter. Those are kWh meter. P3 and P2 are the kilowatt hour meter. And here we need the main switch. Here you got it. F1, F2, F3 are chosen. Here is the P1, also the kWh meter. So this kind of the connection. This is the electrical connection. So that is the diagram. The same. Here you will be the three fuse. This three fuse. Fuse 1, fuse 2, fuse 3. Here, and this is the main circuit. So this is the main circuit breaker. That one is this one. The circuit breaker. And this one is the three fuse. Three fuse that we take out the fuse. And here will be the neutral link. So if you also about talking about the neutral link, this is supply neutral link, then neutral link this one. So we have to take out the wire. CM. CM means the consumer underground service bay. So underground service bay from the service bay, from the bottoms are the service bay coming and we connect to the fuse. So this is CM's underground service bay. So here is 3 CM. We connect the underground service bay to this 3 CM. And then here we have said this is a well related connection. This is a connection block. This is a connection block. So this is the connection block. So this 3 connection block is here. Connection block 1, 2, 3, like this. So this is the we wire out, and then the one we do is this one with the meter terminal. So this is the meter terminal. We are taking out all the meter terminal. So this circuit board is this wire binding, this one. So this is the main fuse. So this is the main switch here. F1, F2, F3 are 3 fuses. Here we get F1, F2, F3, 3 fuses. You see that here is a supply neutral link. Supply neutral link, this one. This is a neutral link. And then from here, underground the wire coming, or the three-phase wire coming inside. So this is CM. So CM, this 3 CM go to the fuse. So this 3 CM wire go to the fuse. And this one is a neutral link. And here we get the 1 meter. So you have to wire the 1 meter to here. Or kilowatt 1 meter, you just take out the wire and you have to wire up. So this is the connection link. So those connection links are here. This connection link, P3, P2, P1. So inside wire is a rewire at this one. So in this case, when you install the consumer meter, you just install the meter, you just connect it to the those are terminal. Connect it to the those terminal so you can wire at the install the meter. So that this bulb, all of this so that we install the meter like this. So in this case, I install the meter, or this is the meter. We install the meter, and we will just connect it to the wire here. Another meter, we just connect, another meter connect. So this is the way that we install the meter. So this board is a standard board. So this circuit diagram. This circuit, we follow this circuit diagram and install the meter. So this is the VSR connection diagram. So after that, you can take the picture. And this is the inside circuit diagram. So the inside circuit diagram, you can take a picture front as well as the back. So this one is the consumer retardant arrangement. Okay, I give you this. The more similar circuit diagram, electrical diagram. So this is for the physical connection diagram. This is the VA1. I give you the electrical circuit connection diagram. Okay, this is for the this circuit connection diagram. This is for the 3 meter, KDH1, KDH2, KDH3, 3 power meter. So this 3 power meter, this is a circuit diagram. So we wire up the rainer circuit according to the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule. So New South Wales Electrical Service Rule, page 15, section 4, you can see that one. And this is the VSR block diagram. So the, based on this circuit diagram, we follow the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule and we install the switchboard. So you can take the photo of this one. So this is the way how we are using the installation. So we follow the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule and then we make the connection. So this is a circuit diagram. This circuit diagram is just a simple circuit diagram, but real installation, you have to allocate the equipment. So this is the way how to allocate the equipment. These are the electrical stuff to talk about how to arrange the equipment, and the two equipment that we arrange and that we install at this switchboard. The switchboard connection is a follow at this one. So this is why they are the analog group. I'm talking about the AS3000 standard. This is for the Austrian wiring rule. This is the major rule. AS3000 is a, this is the cable selection. The cable selection I talk later. And now we're talking about the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule. TD Electrical Assembly Installation Metering Arrangement. We can follow the New South Wales Electrical Service Rule. This is the how to get the service rule. You go to the Google, you type the New South Wales Service Rule, and you can download it. So this is section by section. So section 4, if we're talking about the section 4, is a metering arrangement. So we arrange this as a kilowatt hour meter. This is the circuit. This is the arrangement, and this is the media block diagram. Okay, just I give you this tutorial and the finish off.